This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
More information to find out what's going on, go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, because we're back to normal, that means tonight we get to talk to the man who's been read by more people because he writes more articles and he writes the best articles and he covers more things than anybody else out there in the gun writing world, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I have a little tickle in my throat, so I hope it won't distract too much.
Well, you know, I have a busy throat all the time.
Yeah, this is contacted from my youngest
granddaughter, I'm sure. Yeah, see, you just can't go lean on him, can you? I mean, you're not going to not be around him. I mean, you're not going to hire Guido to take care of your grandchildren. So yeah, it's just a part of life, right?
Yep, that's it.
So I got during the Christmas holiday, I got sort of. And I was taking time off, but I got sort of scratchy and everything. And, you know, my choices were to go out and take them into an alley or something or just love on them. So I just decided to love on them. So anyway, I completely get that. So we've got some more predators out there that have been sort of rascally, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I mean, I was amazed at the number of mountain lion and human interactions in just a couple of weeks before the end of the year. We had a hunter attacked in North Dakota. We had three mountain lions feeding on a human body near Tucson, Arizona. And in Idaho, we had a flurry of attacks where pet dogs were attacked and killed. So, all by mountain lions. Who would have thought it?
Now, how likely are mountain lions to come in on humans, say, versus bears?
Well, it's been pretty rare, generally. You don't have as many mountain lion attacks as bears, and I think it's partly because we're not common prey for mountain lions. And the historical thing is that when mountain lions would attack us, we would kill them. And they were hunted rigorously up until probably the 1960s. And in some areas, they became fairly rare because of that. I remember a project that was studying mountain lions in the middle 1970s in California. And the mountain lions were reported to be very afraid of dogs because they were hunted with dogs all the time. Well, then California basically passed a ban on mountain lion hunting, and now they're having, you know, still rare, but much more frequent attacks by mountain lions on people because they've learned not to be afraid of people anymore.
Right.
And, of course, the human population has expanded with the expanding mountain lion population, so you get plenty of interaction. They don't control their population. When I was told back in the 70s that the mountain lions were incredible because they controlled their own population levels. No, it's not true. What happens is that the young males get pushed out of any available territory by the older males and get killed. And even young females, it can happen too, but they take smaller territories than the male. And And that's, you see a lot of the mountain lion human conflicts are with young male cats moving into human-occupied territory.
I read a lot. They're ambush hunters, aren't they?
Well, generally. But, you know, I was looking in this, when I did this article, to try to find any human that had been attacked by a mountain lion while the human was armed and killed, and I couldn't find one. So while they're ambush hunters, it doesn't appear like they kill people real fast unless they're small, you know, children or maybe very small women. And that gives, if you've got a weapon, the mountain lion loses usually. But if you don't have a weapon, well, that's not so good.
They're a little more susceptible to smaller calibers too, aren't they?
Absolutely. I remember reading about mountain lion hunters, again, in the early part, the first half of the 1900s, where they hunted mountain lions with 22 pistols. They said, I don't need anything bigger than that to kill a mountain lion. And, you know, they used dogs. The dogs would tree the mountain lion. They aim for a headshot with a pistol and kill the lion. Or maybe in the lungs, but with the dogs it didn't matter so much. So, they don't require anywhere near as much power as a bear. I mean, you can, and people have killed bears with 22s, but it's not what you want to use if you have a choice.
Right. But that was just good shot placement, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. And mountain lions are far less particular. And they don't seem to be as dedicated as fighters unless they're really, really starving. You know, if you put up much resistance and you injure them, they'll usually leave. Bears will often keep on attacking. Although black bears, if you injure them, they'll tend to leave too. Grizzly bears just keep on fighting until they die, it seems. Well, sometimes they run off.
Don't want to run into any of them. The thing about mountain lions, I live in South Carolina. I live in the upstate of South Carolina. And they'll tell us, I've seen mountain lions, right? I've seen them out crossing roads and everything else. And yet, the Department of Natural Resources will tell us there's no mountain lions in South Carolina.
Yeah, we had the same thing. And my brother lives in northern Wisconsin.
Right.
And they routinely say, oh, there's no mountain lions. There's no mountain lions. And then they had, my brother has some bear hunters who have a pack of dogs that they exercise. And they treed a mountain lion. And they came in and reported that they had seen this mountain lion. Oh, there's no mountain lions around here. You were just wrong. You're mistaken. So they took their dogs back out, treated again, and made video of it and said, oh, well, I guess there is a mountain lion around here.
There's people that have trail cameras set up outside of their house, and there'll be mountain lions looking in the trail cameras, like, what's this? And they'll show it to the DNR. They'll be like, well, you know, they're not in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
But see, the thing about that is a mountain lion, would that be considered an apex predator, or is it just more of what would he be considered in the food chain?
I would consider them an apex predator. Well, there's really nothing that's above humans at the apex, but, you know, outside of human, yes, I'd consider mountain lions an apex predator.
Okay.
You certainly could not depend on any other predator on taking them down. A bear could probably back them off a kill, or a pack of wolves probably would. But they're very high level, and most places there isn't anything at a higher level than a mountain lion.
Right.
For predatory, except us, of course. We're the extreme apex predator. In fact, if you look at people and dogs together, there's nothing on the planet that can stand up against us.
I think it'd be a good idea to admit that they exist just so people would be on the lookout with them. We're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I'd like to talk about the universal background check article you wrote about California, because your research sort of proves everything that everybody says about that, doesn't it?
Yes, and I was amazed because you have these, clearly they expected a different result when they did the research.
That, too much listening to polls.
To admit,
we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, whatever the parts are, whatever the thing, the build, whatever you're wanting to do, Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We haven't been able to cover a lot of his stuff in 2020. And you've got an article out right now, a study on the effects of California institution of universal background checks.
Right. And this is done, published in the Annals of Epidemiology, which is a health medical journal. And I have to say, it looks like they did a fairly comprehensive job. They studied the homicide and suicide rates with firearms and without from 1981 through 2000. And so it's a decade on each side of when the changes in the law that they're looking at occurred, which occurred in 1991. And it was both, they instituted universal background checks. They call them, comprehensive background checks instead of universal. But I haven't seen any state in the U.S. that had stricter universal background checks than what they're talking about with these comprehensive background checks. There are very few people that are accepted, and it covers virtually all firearms. Well, they studied it, and they looked also, like I said, at both homicides and suicides, and they looked at firearms homicides and suicides, which is the most favorable case, because you could decrease firearms homicides, and firearm suicide will have overall homicide, and the overall suicide stay the same or increase, and that would be bad, but they could claim that, well, firearms homicides and suicides were reduced. But that didn't happen. Neither of it happened. There was virtually no change. And they not only studied California, but they looked at 32 other states that they had data for as a control, which is good scientific practice. And what they came up with is there just wasn't any measurable effect. Now, I say that I think they were expecting other results because their conclusions were, well, if the law were more strict and if we enforced it harder, and if we included more people in as prohibited possessors, because they added a whole category of people as prohibited possessors at the same time that they instituted the universal background check, they prohibited anyone with what they defined as a violent misdemeanor as a prohibited possessor. So it was like the best case you could hope for in the United States, and there was no effect. It did not reduce gun homicides, homicides with guns. It didn't reduce suicides with guns. It didn't reduce overall homicides. It didn't reduce overall suicides. It had virtually no effect, which is what I've been saying for years. But people do less rigorous studies, and they say, there's an association with people owning guns and people committing suicide with guns. Yeah, but it really doesn't mean anything because suicide is something that doesn't depend on guns. You have both Korea and Japan have like double or triple the suicide rate we do. Well, about double, I guess. It depends at what era you're looking at.
Right.
And they don't have hardly any guns. So it's just silly to believe that you're going to have any significant effect on suicides unless you go full China, autocratic, totalitarian, and don't allow people any weapons. The highest level weapon they have is an axe, and those have to be chained to the ground. At that rate, you might reduce suicides and homicides with guns. But we don't know because the data from China is absolutely unreliable.
Well, but let's just think about that for a second. Like in Iran, right? They just killed 1,500 of their own people not too long ago. I mean, do we know what the gun laws are like in Iran?
Well, I'm sure that they are very restrictive. Now, I talked to an Iranian student not long after the Iranian Revolution. He was at the University of Wisconsin. And I asked him about it. And he said, as long as you sign a piece of paper saying that you are loyal to the Ayatollah's theocracy, you can get a gun. So in the Nazi regime, if you were a party member, you could get guns too. So it's not unusual for regimes that are autocratic and totalitarian to allow their loyal members to have guns. I suspect it's changed since then because that was shortly after the revolution. And
right.
He recalled that they had raided some military base or something, and his brother, father, uncle, I forget, had come back with a some sort of aircraft fired under-the-wing missile.
Right.
And what they expected to do with it, I don't know.
This is the point I'm trying to make. These guys in California, they just keep imposing more. They would really like to just do away with guns altogether. But then we have all of these other places where they have done away with guns altogether. And then it becomes, instead of it being crime, it's just state-sponsored deaths that seem to go up. So, you know.
Well, there's that. And I wrote an article a while back using the Small Arms Survey, which is out of Switzerland.
Right.
They look at how many guns there are, how many illegal guns there are, and how many legal guns. To the best of their ability, obviously, these numbers are not easy to process.
Right.
Although they agree with me the number of guns in the U.S., so they must be pretty good.
Right.
Anyway, you look at what happened in India, which has had severe gun control for about, 160 years. And China, which has gone through the communist revolution, places like Brazil and the United States, and what you find, there's no relationship between the number of legal guns and the number of illegal guns, or between the number of illegal guns and the murder rate. There just isn't any serious relationship. So what I think happens is that when people have access to legal guns, the murder rate goes down
for
the people who have access to the guns.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about this thing in Pennsylvania where they found out that there's no legal grounds to stop and search a person. Concealed carry is not a reason to. Yeah. I want to hear about that in detail. Dean writes, most of the stuff that Dean writes nowadays at least starts life out at ammoland.com. There you can find nearly 1,400 articles, but that will increase shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Thursday to limit President Trump's war-making powers on Iran in the wake of the administration's recent killing of a top Iranian terrorist. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says if anyone believes President Trump doesn't have a plan,
I can tell you that it's pretty apparent what the strategy is, and that is that Iran needs to abandon any sort of nuclear weapons ambitions, it needs to stop sponsoring terrorist groups, and it needs to stop developing ballistic long-range missiles. And if it does those three things...
How do you get there?
Well, I think, guys, that's one of the reasons why we have relied on economic pressure.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, another record high as the Dow gained 161 points to finish at 28,745. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature.
changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, trying to catch up on some of the stuff that he has written of late. You wrote an article about coming out of Pennsylvania. Now, let me ask you a question, though, before we go into this. Isn't the whole idea of concealed carry, open carry, isn't it backwards? I mean, I know that we have to seek permission to conceal carry a weapon. But wouldn't it be better to open carry a weapon versus some of the other things we do, and then that way the police don't have to worry about who is and isn't? And I mean, am I wrong about that?
That was the idea when most of the concealed carry laws were passed back in the 1900s. Actually, a few years before the Civil War to post-Civil War. And then, again, there was a flurry about 1900 to 1930 or so. And what in the antebellum South, what they said was only cowards conceal their weapons. You know, an ordinary guy is proud of having a weapon. He'll let you know he has it so that you don't mistakenly pick a fight with him thinking he's unarmed. So it was considered that criminals would conceal weapons, but good people would carry them out in the open. And that's how they justified the concealed carry laws. But another part of this was that they didn't want black people generally to carry weapons. And if you could carry them concealed legally, then they wouldn't have to worry about vigilantes disarming them. And actually, the Supreme Court, in the decision just before the Civil War, the Dred Scott decision, Chief Justice Taney said, well, look, we can't allow black people to be considered citizens, because if they were, they could vote, they could speak freely, they could gather in meetings, they could keep and carry weapons wherever they wanted to. And so there was a certain amount of racism in the gun control laws, a fair amount, actually. And one of those was they wanted people to be carrying openly so the police could pick and choose who they wanted to confront and arrest and harass and all that kind of thing. But actually, in most states, in over 30 states, it's perfectly legal to carry openly. And I think in over 20 of those states, 22, you don't need a permit to carry openly. But in Pennsylvania, I don't think you need a permit to carry openly. But you're not allowed to carry openly in a car. So it makes it kind of impractical in modern society. It was that way in Wisconsin for a little while. We changed
the law. What's the justification for that?
Well, it started off with the game laws. They were worried about people poaching deer and jacklighting them at night and having a firearm in the vehicle. So they made it illegal to have a firearm that wasn't unloaded and in the carrying case inside a vehicle. And then, and that was continued on. Well, actually, once you got the concealed carry permit law, that didn't apply to the people who were permit carriers. But it applied to people who were openly carrying, and we eventually got that law reversed so that if you're openly carrying in a holster, the law did not apply to you.
But yeah, that seems sort of silly. Are there a bunch of deer shot in Philadelphia?
go ahead about Philadelphia.
I was wondering how many deer get shot in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And,
well, I don't know. They may have a problem in the suburbs, at least. And I guess it depends on how you spell deer. If it's E-A-R, a fair number, probably.
But, right.
But in Philadelphia, they have a special exemption from the Pennsylvania law that you have to have a permit to carry openly in Philadelphia City, which is bizarre and backwards, but that's the way it works out because Philadelphia has a lot of votes, and that's the way they wanted it.
Right.
But in this particular case, it's kind of a carryover from the racism and slavery. This was at a convenience store gas station, which had crime problems, and about 2:30 in the morning, this young man, well, not middle-aged, not that young, I don't think, pulled up to get some gas, and there's a surveillance camera. And as he gets out of the car, the surveillance camera sees him adjusting the pistol in a holster on his waistband. Not for very long. It was quite brief. And then as he goes into the store, you could see it printed. You could see that he had a gun underneath the shirt.
Right.
Well, he didn't do anything. He paid for the gas and he left. But the cops were told that this guy had a gun and he displayed it to somebody before going into the store. And on that information, they stopped him, did a felony stop, took him out of the vehicle at gunpoint, searched him, and I think they might have found some small amount of marijuana, and it might have been over the legal limit for drinking, I forget. And they prosecuted him not for having the firearm because he had a concealed carry permit, but for this small amount of marijuana and for alcohol level. And he said, you don't have probable cause to stop me because the only reason you stopped me is that because I had a firearm and I legally had the firearm. You can't just stop a person for doing something legal. And it went to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and they ruled that no, lots of people carry guns. It's legal. I think in Pennsylvania, it's close to 10% of the population have permits now. And they said, you can't just stop somebody because they're doing something legal. And you don't have any reason to believe that they don't have a permit. Oh, and the guy they stopped happened to be black. Well, the police in Pennsylvania, the prosecutor, were so upset by this that they appealed it to the U.S. Supreme Court. because you can appeal a state Supreme Court ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. And they did, and the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. And so the law in Pennsylvania now is, as I believe it properly should be, that police cannot just stop you because they've seen an indication that you might have a concealed weapon on you. Because the presumption is that you're carrying it legally. And they'd have to have some reason to suspect otherwise.
Right.
In order to stop you.
How many concealed carriers do they have in Pennsylvania, do you know?
You're asking me something I don't really know, but I think it's close to a million.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that I would think that's almost a common thing to think that if you're in a certain areas that you're going to have that happen. But coming up on the last break, for those, I mean, you know, I have Dean on here as often as I do because Dean writes a lot of stuff, and he covers a lot of territory. And it's a lot of territory that he has sources that are unbelievable. I mean, he goes to the source. So that's why I do it. But, I mean, for those of you who, you know, he's here 2 hours a week. He's got all kinds of stuff out there for you. And you can find not quite half of it at Ammoland.com. But, you know, it's there. If you start reading it now, you might get done sometime before the next millennium. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. How much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, I heard you go off on a coughing tangent. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm glad the break was coming, though.
What do you think of polls? Do you think, I mean, is there any validity? I mean, can we even trust any of them nowadays?
I think they're becoming less and less trustworthy because so many people don't like being manipulated, and they realize that polls are used to manipulate, so they simply lie, or they don't answer, or they refuse to participate in polls. And I think you can roughly divide polls into at least two, maybe three categories. You have polls that are designed to influence public opinion, as Rush Limbaugh commonly states. You have polls that are designed to actually measure things that's not necessarily political, and then you have polls that are designed to measure political opinion, that are designed to measure it as rigorously as possible, which, and those polls are not always made available to the public.
Right.
So there are polls that can be done well and can contain useful information, but we often are treated to polls that are designed with leading questions and assumptions and sequences of questions designed to manipulate us and to get us to believe certain things that people in the media or whoever want us to believe.
What do you think of Zogby?
I think he's mostly tries to be accurate. I've read a lot of his polls and I read the questions, and it seems to me he's trying to do a fairly good job, but with any, as I said, polls are just becoming less reliable because people refuse to use them, figuring that we are being manipulated by them.
And you
they often will lie too.
Sure, you did an article on them on a poll that he did on the Democratic primary voters, and if we're to believe the poll, I don't understand why the Democratic primary voters just don't shoot themselves in the head, because everything that they – well, I mean, look at what – okay, so let's see. 63% want to repeal President Trump's tax cuts. Why?
Well,
What would be the possible reason for doing that?
I'll tell you, because they believe that they want people to have more taxes so the government can spend more money on their pet projects.
They want elimination of private health insurance.
That's what they want to believe.
They want elimination of private health insurance.
Right.
Medicare for all, which is single payer, right? Single payer.
Right. I've read those questions, and I did some analysis on them, and I believe that Zogby was trying to get an honest answer. But the problem with those is those questions have been very politicized, and if you're a Democrat primary voter who's concerned with your good standing in Democrat primary voter group or whatever, don't want to be socially ostracized,
right,
don't want to have the social justice warriors come after you, the questions are kind of loaded because they're what the far-left Democrats have been pushing. Now, like I said, I think that Zogby is trying to be honest and accurate here, but those type of questions are just very difficult to get good, honest answers from because they've been batted about in the public space so much, and people will tell you what they think you want to hear.
Right.
Now, it was surprising to me that there were so many Democrat primary voters who wanted to confiscate guns from people, whether they'd committed a crime or not. It was 30, about a third.
36% of 443 likely Democrat primary voters wanted that.
Right. But these are likely primary voters. So remember, these are the most intensely interested of most Democrats.
Right.
Because most people don't vote in primaries. And these are, you know, the Democrat Party primary, and they're stated to be Democrats. So, you know, that cuts down that number to, I think I figured it was about 8 million, 7.2 million, 8 million people in the U.S. Because the last primary we had was one of the record numbers for Democrat primary voters, and it came out to, I think, about that 36% was about 8 million or 7 to 8 million.
So
that's not very many. Entire United States. But it's a lot of people.
But, I mean, some of these things where they're overwhelmed. 53% want to ban on new drilling for oil and natural gas. If we weren't where we are right now today, the Straits of Hormuz would mean something. But right now, if Iran wants to blow up the Straits of Hormuz, we can just go, okay, well, we hope you figure out that whole drinking water thing and that whole getting your oil out of there thing and all this other stuff and you know, that whole importation of stuff thing. 49% want the Green New Deal.
Yeah, and it's just hard to understand. These people have either been miseducated, they're not critical thinkers.
Do we know where they found these 443 people? Was this nationwide, or where was this?
Yeah, it was nationwide. So, but 443 people is a pretty good sample. For statistical purposes, I think they said the margin there was about 4%, 5%. So it's a significant number. But my interaction with people who would give these kind of answers tells me that they haven't really thought about the consequences very much, that they aren't critical thinkers, and they just have sort of drank the Kool-Aid that the legacy media is putting out about these things. So when they tell them, the world is going to end if we don't institute the new Green Deal within 12 years, they believe them. And if you believed the world was going to end unless you did these radical things, you'd say, yeah, we better do those radical things because the world's going to end.
But why do all the leftists live on the coastal enclaves that are going to be underwater?
Well, I don't think the top end believe this stuff. They just see it as a good con, as a really good con game to get a lot of money and funding and power.
Well, yeah. And control.
You know, but most of the people don't do the really critical work you have to do. I mean, I'm a trained scientist. I have a career as a meteorologist. I understand the arguments that go into the whole climate change, global warming. And I don't consider myself an expert on it, but I've had to dig pretty deeply to convince myself that it really is a hoax.
Right.
Most people don't have that training. They don't have the critical thinking skills because our schools have fallen down and teaching people critical thinking. And if you tell a big lie often enough, people will believe it.
Right.
So I don't hold it against people so much. I had a fascinating conversation with a guy who wanted something like the Green New Deal for Australia on a plane flight in Australia. He was a smart guy. We had this conversation. He was convinced we had to do radical measures to save the planet. He just came to the table with a completely different set of assumptions about reality than what I had.
Right. All right. We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. You going to be back with me Friday?
Yes, I intend to be. I might be on the road. I intend to make time if I possibly can. If not, I will let you know.
Very good. Very good. The stuff that Dean writes, you can find this at ammoland.com. I mean, he's written over 3,000 articles now. He is the, for people that write this kind of stuff, he is the one that is the most read in the United States. I concur with that opinion. Anybody with half a brain would concur with that opinion. You can find, like I said, most of his stuff at ammoland.com, and he has become a weekly staple here twice a week at Lock and Load. And I appreciate you coming on tonight, sir.
It is always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy it immensely.
Very good. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.